You know what you should read.
It's time for What You Should Read, the podcast all about the titles you need. Join three book lovers and a guest as they cover all the best new titles to enjoy with your tea.
I have that, but
hi, I'm Julia.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kelly.
And this is What You Should Read,
the podcast where we should all over our books.
And this is the first of a new kind of episode we're doing this year. We're going to do a flash round robin recommendation kind of bonus episode this week. And this week we are each going to recommend one debut novel that we recommend. So this could be any author's debut, whether they have more books published or not. It's just what was their first book that we would recommend. So, Rachel, do you want to start us off?
Sure. I'm very excited for my pick for this. So you know what you should read? The Bean Trees by Barbara Kingsolver. So Barbara Kingsolver is one of my favorite authors of all time. I don't talk about her much on the podcast for some reason, but her books are some of my favorites. Prodigal Summer, obviously, The Poisonwood Bible. I really loved Flight Behavior, and The Bean Trees is also one of my favorites. I forget when it was. 1988 it was published. So it was her first full debut novel. She might have published some short stories before this, but I'm not counting those. I'm counting this because it's a novel. So it's about a young woman named Taylor. She grew up very poor in rural Kentucky, and she had two goals. One, to avoid teen pregnancy, and two, to get out of there as soon as she possibly could. So when she graduates high school, she buys a 1955 Volkswagen and just starts driving west. She doesn't care where she ends up. But along the way, some pretty interesting things happen. One big one of which she stops in this small town for the night. I think she's like in a gas station or something paying for gas. And she comes back out into her car and there is a three-year-old child in it, a little girl. And she can't figure out where she came from, who she belongs to. She ends up taking the child back to her hotel room and discovers there that the child has a very like sad and traumatic past. So she's like, I need to take care of this little girl. She ends up sort of kind of adopting her. And they end up in Phoenix together, and you just meet this whole cast of characters. She, starts building a life there, and it's just such like a rich story. You want everything good for Taylor, and Turtle is the little girl's name. Mm-hmm. And it's so good. And it has a sequel as well, which is also very good, but just highly, highly recommend The Bean Trees by Barbara Kingsolver.
Seconded. I also loved that one. And Rachel, you got me to read it. So yeah, that was a great one. Kelly, what's your recommendation?
Well, I think at this point, this is going to be the you should see me in a crown of 2022. My pick for debut novel I want everyone to read is Firekeeper's Daughter by Angeline Bully, which is going to be our book club book. If you missed last week's announcement, it will air on, what did I say, March 15th? Mm. Right, I guess technically, what did we decide? March 15th.
Okay. Yep.
But it's so good. And it's a mashup of different genres, really. It's a little bit of a thriller and a little bit of a coming of age. And there's definitely a little bit of a romance. But primarily what it is it's a love letter to family and friends and community. And I don't know that much about Indigenous culture. And this book made me learn so much without ever feeling like homework or school or an info dump. I thought it was just very fascinating and amazing. And I want her to be the most prolific author in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Like I want James Patterson levels where she has books coming out every month. Like, wow. That's what I want. It's so good. Like so good. And I don't want to say too much about it because it is going to be our first book club pick. And I don't want to ruin this experience for anybody with me talking more about it than that. But I just, to paraphrase 30 Rock, I have basically literary related crazy mouth about this book. I can't talk about it like a rational person. I want to go out and just like shove copies at people and like, you need to read this and you need to read this and you need to read this. So
I'm so excited to read it.
I know, you've got me so hyped, Kelly. I can't wait.
it's so good. And there's, let me see if I can get the afterword here, because I think this will relate to our other, the other episode we did. But she, actually, I guess, Julia, do you want to do yours and while I try and find it? Because I don't want to hold the whole podcast hostage.
Sure.
Too late, I guess.
No problem. So my pick for a debut novel is The Queen of Hearts by Kimmeri Martin. And this book came out in 2018. I actually have not read any of her other books, but I really liked this one. And when I was thinking about what's a debut novel that I really liked, this one came up and I was like, why haven't I read any of her other books? Because I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to put the rest of her books on my list because she has two more out. But this was her first one. And all of her books are set in like a hospital setting. I think she was a doctor before she was a writer. And in this one, it's the two main characters are Zadie and Emma, and they're best friends. They've been best friends since medical school. And they are now married and they have kids and, you know, successful careers. One of them's like a trauma surgeon, and one of them is a pediatric cardiologist. One of them kind of has this secret that kind of comes to light when this guy, whose name is Nick, he's another doctor. He kind of comes back into their lives. He like shows up at the hospital with a job there. And, Zadie is the one that has the secret, and she's like, oh God, he's here. What if the secret comes out? And I won't say what it is because I don't want to spoil. Yeah. But then it becomes clear, like Emma knows more than Zadie thought she knew. So it's just like, there's a lot of these secrets. So I think if you love Grey's Anatomy, you would love this book. Okay. It's just like a really good read, lots of like secrets and intrigue. If you just want like something that's like kind of gossipy, but there's also the background of like a bustling hospital that's really interesting. I would recommend Queen of Hearts by Kimmeri Martin. And I remember I read this book when I was kind of getting more into reading that year. And I think I like gave you a copy of it, Kelly, right?
You like, I did. Like, I was just about to be like, and I second, because it is very, very good. Also fun fact, her most recent book, which came out in November of last year, is now $6.99 on Kindle. So I don't know if it's a deal of the day or what, but
yeah, it's not bad. There you go.
Cool. Yay. I'm adding it to my Goodreads right now.
Okay. And the author, if you weren't done, just cut me off.
Nope,
but
I'm
found
all
set. The author's note. Okay. So she said that, okay, so I'm not going to read the whole author's note, although we should include that as part of the book club because it's really good. But she said she set out to write Firekeeper's Daughter because there are simply too few stories told by and about Native Americans, but especially from a contemporary point of view. Mm-hmm. We exist and have dynamic experiences beyond history books or stories set long ago. But the thing that I definitely wanted to add and what I was looking for is, she said, there's an important distinction between writing about trauma and writing a tragedy. I sought to write about identity, loss, and injustice, and also of love, joy, connection, friendship, hope, laughter, and the beauty and strength in my community. Mm-hmm. It was paramount to share and celebrate what justice and healing looks like in a tribal community, cultural events, language revitalization, ceremonies, traditional teachings, whisper networks, blanket parties, and numerous other ways tribes have shown resilience in the face of adversity. And she said none of the books she'd read growing up featured a Native protagonist, and she wanted to give Native teens a hero who looks like them, whose greatest strength is her culture and community. So, and then she said books are good medicine,
which I love.
Yeah. So I don't think I could even say in a book club, like, what my favorite part of the book is, because it is all my favorite part. I love it so much.
Nice.
Yay. So I'm very happy that we're doing this as a book club.
Very exciting. And for those of you who read The Bean Trees and want more, it does have a sequel. It's called Pigs in Heaven.
Great. All right.
And also, if anyone was interested, The Bean Trees is $7.49 on Kindle. I just happen to know that off the top of my head. I didn't go looking to buy it.
Yeah.
So that is our show. Links to these from Libro FM will be in our show notes. If you don't have an account already, use promo code What You Should Read, all one word. It will be $14.99 a month, but your first month you get two books instead of one.
And be sure to follow us on social media. We are at WYSR_podcast on Instagram and on Twitter. You can email us at whatyoushouldreadpodcast@gmail.com. And please leave us a rating and a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts.
And now you know what you should read.
You're welcome.
It's time for What You Should Read, the podcast all about the titles you need. Join three book lovers and a guest as they cover all the best new titles to enjoy with your tea.